Welcome, welcome to the best 5 minute wine podcast
with Forrest Kelly.
Now, winemaking has always been this beautiful balance of tradition and science. But as we see every day, we hear about it in the news. There's a new player at the table these days, and that is called AI. Is it finding its way into vineyards, into what you do, into Freestone? And if so, how do you balance that?
Yeah, I think in the aspect of business, it'll be great in helping. I want to embrace technology. I think that, you know, talking about AI, I think implementing AI in the office setting so that you're able to more efficiently put a presentation together or articulate an important email the right way, it's going to be invaluable. I think it's going to help save time. But when I think it comes to actually handcrafting something, I'm not sure how AI is going to be applied because, you know, to me, AI, it seems like you're looking for a recipe, right? You want to put, you know, the parameters in and it gives you this. I think then you lose the beauty and the nuance of wine if you do that. Like, you want to have the vintage variations. You want to have the challenging seasons. You want to have the amazing seasons, because I think that's what makes wine so nuanced and amazing and intriguing, is that some of that, I guess, you know, chaoticness to it, and also some of that creativity to it. Like, you take away the creativity, well, then you're kind of, if you ask me, then you're making potentially formulaic, very boring wines. And so I would say, I like to think that winemaking is going to be fairly protected by that, because deep down, why would we want to lose the creativeness and the artistic aspect of winemaking? I think that would be foolish. Now, how it could be applied to a piece of equipment so that it helps you sort better, or, you know, detect something earlier on in the vineyard. Like, I think, you know, so it's going to be a fine line to walk, but I think, yeah, you think you want to leave some of that imagination and creativity and all that there, so that you have those differences and those interpretations of a vintage and of a winery style.
Justin's style is a minimalist approach, and without putting it down to numbers, the average winemaker may have 30 steps, but your minimalist approach is down to what? How do you quantify it being a minimalist approach?
Where I like to be a low intervention winemaker, I don't want to have to do much to the fruit if I don't have to. So if we are successful in our farming and we're attentive to our farming, high detail farming, the team and my crew brings me the best fruit quality possible. Really, there's not much I have to do for those wines to make themselves. It's, you know, so I try to pick with natural acid and alcohol balance. I don't want to have to make a ton of additions and additive additions to a fermenter. And when I say that, I'm talking like an acid add or, you know, something to change the numbers to a desirable level that I may want. I think that that's all somewhat happens, but if you bring me good, healthy fruit, I'm going to make the best wine possible. And it's usually really easy to do, in the sense that there's not a lot of manipulation you have to do to it. I'm not hands off. I'm not above doing manipulation if I have to, like an acid add, but I don't want to do that if I don't have to. And the other, like another thing is, I let the Pinot Noir ferment naturally, so I don't inoculate with commercial yeast. That said, I do inoculate the Chardonnay, because when I've let Chardonnays go naturally, they've always got stuck, meaning they don't complete fermentation. And so for my control, sanity, all that, I've decided to inoculate the Chardonnays, but I don't have to do that with the Pinot Noir. So it just is, you are adapting to what the circumstances give you. I don't want to come across as like, I don't want to do anything because I'm just being lazy. I really, really want the vintage and the site to really dictate quality, not necessarily my hands-on winemaking.